Okay, Rabbi Bosai, what we have to focus on today is the question of how many bedikos you need during the Shiva Nikiyim. No? That's the Shaila. So, within the Rishonim, this is a mavucha gedola. It's a confusing situation, and within Shulchan Aruch, it's not so pashut. The first opinion in Shulchan Aruch says, Trilasan afapi she'in salfan. The second opinion in Shulchan Aruch says that you need a bedika rishon u'shvi'i ve'ein lahakel. And we really have to figure out what is going on here. So although we probably did some of this already, it's just kedai to kind of get back into the Rishonim and to figure out this sugya, because halacha l'maisa, this is a really big one. Now, the Mishnah on Samaches Amud Beis, as we remember, had three different shitas hatanoyim. We spoke about this in terms of understanding the lumdis of the bedikos. The shita of Rabbi Eliezer is that you need a bedika of Rishonu Shvi'i, no? That's the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, and the Tana Rabbi Akiva is different. But la halacha, we're focused on the sheet of the Tana of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Lashon HaMishnah is Hazava Hazava Shabbatku Atzman Berishon Ushvi'i. And the Ravid in the Sefer Ba'alei HaNefesh, the Ravid in the Shar HaSfira is Medayik from this Lashon, that if I say Shabbatku Atman Berishon Ubishvi'i, that means that l'chatchila you're supposed to do a bedika every day, but b'di'eved bedika aleph and zayin suffices. That's basically the way the Ravid learns. You could see this Ravid. It is again, we mentioned Shar HaSfira. It's Eis Gimel right at the beginning. We also pointed out that the Lashon HaRavid is l'chatchila. There's a mitzvah bedika koshiva. Meaning that we said that the Ravid is assuming that the bedika is not just a way of establishing a chazaka, like she's becheskas tahura, but rather, or cheskas ina ro adam, but rather there's a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is to do it every day. Now the pashtus in the Ravid, and we'll talk about this in a few minutes, is that it's only one bedika a day, every day. Bal hamor jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. And the Bahamu'er, in his Hasagos, says, what are you telling me that you need a bedika every day? Zuck the Bahamu'er. The fact that the Mishnah says it, Belashain Bidiyaved, Zav Zava Shabbatku Atman, there are many times where it says Batku in a Ofen Bidiyaved, and really, Lahalacha, all you need is, Lahalacha, even Lachatchila, you do not have to do a bedika every day. That's what the Ravid says. For example, I'm a little drunk still, right? It's Sveik of the Yoima, like Sveik of the Yoima, Shusham Purim, Shanidcha, or something, I don't know. But the Bahamar says that we have a right that you don't have to do a bedika every day, even though it says, Batku b'diyeved, because there's a case in the Gemara of an Isha Shahisa b'machveh, of a woman who's hiding in like a time of war or something. So the din is charoda mesalakes asadomim. Although the Mishnah frames it as a din b'di'eved, but even l'chatchila, the isha shahisa b'machve, does not require any bedika. So the Bahamu'er says that even l'chatchila, there's no inyan to do a bedika all the days. Aleph and Zayin is sufficient. And we pointed out in our youth that perhaps what the Bahamu'er is saying is that fundamentally it's not a mitzvah. Fundamentally the bedikos are some sort of matir or some sort of way to just establish a chazaka, and therefore you don't need a bedika called Zayin. 1 and 7 is enough, even l'chatchila, according to the Ravid. Now, most Rishonim do not say that you need a bedika l'chatchila every single day of Shiva Nikiyim. In the Mishmeres HaTahara, he's becoming our friend again. So in the Mishmeres HaTahara, actually when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I bought his Sefer. He just came out with his Sefer last week on Avelos. So Mirsa Hashem, when we move in that direction, we'll have some more fun with Mishmeres HaTaharas. Mishmeres HaTahara is medayik from the Lashon of the Ramban, that the Ramban in Perek Tes, the Ramban writes that the inyan of Daila b'bedikas yom rishon ishvi'i min hamufchar who lived o koyom mishivas yimei hasfira. The lashon of the Ramban is that it's not even a din lechatchila. Nay, it's not like this a lechatchila in the b'diyeved. It's sort of like a mitzvah min hamufchar. No. So, what would emerge in the Mishmeres HaTahara's calculation is that, and the Rambam also, if you look at the Rambam at the end of Perek Vav of Hilchos Isurei Bia, the Rambam does not say that l'chatchila you're supposed to do a bedika every day of the Shiva Nikiyim. Now, what emerges therefore is that the majority of Rishonim hold that there is no inyan to do a bedika every day of the Shiva Nikiyim. The only Rishonim who say that you're supposed to do a bedika l'chatchila every day of the Shiva Nikiyim is the Ravid. And the Beis Yosef points out that the Smag and the Smak, etc., say that as well. Now, within the Smag and the Smak, who say that l'chatchila I'm supposed to do a bedika every day, those Rishonim also are the only ones who mention that you're supposed to do two bedikos a day. Okay? Remember, everyone who we have mentioned until now says one a day. Or, l'chatchila day one, l'chatchila one on day one and one on day seven. The only Rishonim, I would say except for that Ravid, the only Rishonim who say that you have to do bedikas every day use a nusach you're supposed to do two bedikas a day. Now that, by the way, is what Shulchan Aruch seems to follow, no? Two a day, correct? But what's interesting over here is the Sidrei Tahara, and the Sidrei Tahara has this in Os Yud Daled and in Os Yud Ches. The Sidrei Tahara explains that the reason why you would need two bedikas a day is because we're trying to create an independent chazaka of every single day. Remember, we noted that there are two ways to look at bedikos. I could look at bedikos like I'm creating a chazaka. I could look at bedikos like it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, one a day would suffice. If it's creating a chazaka, one and seven, the chatchila is enough. The only reason why I would need every day and I would need two every day is because I hold every single day you have to create a chazaka on that day. No? And that's already interesting, which does not seem mainstream. So therefore comes along the Mishmeres HaTahara, and he has the following cheshbon. First of all, he points out that Shulchan Aruch is difficult. You see, we noted that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Smag, right? The Smag says you need two a day every day. Every day needs a chazaka. The problem is, if I paskin like the Smag, so then if on Yom Shavii, let's say, I do one bedika, you know what the Smag would say? The Smag would say that you need le'ikuva, two bedikos a day, every day. If I miss a single bedika, according to the Smag, Ken Zayin, it doesn't help. Or I'll kopon him, if I miss one bedika on day one or on day seven, if on day one or day seven I only do one bedika, for the Smag it does not help. Even b'diyeved. So nish'elata she'ela, if you really hold like the Smag, right, Shulchan Aruch, you hold like the Smag, that's why you require two a day. Well, if you really hold like the Smag, so then what? So then even if you miss a single bedika on day seven, it's no good. But no one in the history of Judaism has said that, correct? That would be a razzle dazzle chumrah. Right? We're not looking for chumras, gentlemen, right? That would be like tremendous. So the Tiferes Lamoshe, many of the Achreinim already bothered by this kasha on the Mechaber. But l'cha'ayra, what emerges from the Mechaber, is that you need two a day, l'ikuva, on day one and on day seven. Let's explain. You see, for the Mechat, this is all Mishmeres HaTahar Chesed. It's on page 121. If we paskin fundamentally that Rishon Ushvi'i helps, and one Bedika will help on Rishon or on Shvi'i, that means that fundamentally I'm working in Chazakah land. That one is enough on those days. Once I'm working in Chazakah land, so then, I should not need two a day. Even Chatzila. Elamai, right? Because remember, two a day is only because I need a Chazakah on each day. If I'm working in Chazakah land, so then one on day one, one on day seven, that creates my Chazakah for the entire time. I don't need two on any day. One could argue that we l'chatchila require two a day because we want each day to be muchzik, like the Smag says. But if that's the case, so then it would emerge that there is more of an inyan to have two a day on day one or on day seven. In other words, here's the shayla. A woman who is likely, this is a very common issue. Women who are likely to scratch themselves, how many bedikas should they do? In our world, that's probably upwards of 85% of women. How many bedikas should they do? In the yeshivish welt, they tell everybody shulchan aruch, two a day, l'chatchila, no? And I've gotten emails, texts, Rabbi Schwartz, I forgot to do the second bedikah on day four, no? Right, that's the answer, right? Machmet the hint. Right, the answer is, right, you... Okay, if you forget one bedikah on day one or one bedikah on day seven, the smag would say it's a problem, but we assume it's not a problem because we're going to hold l'halacha. Now, as long as I have a chazakah of those days, that's good enough. What's better, though? Is it better to do a bedikah on day one and another bedikah, let's say, day two or day three? Or is it better to try to have two bedikas on day one and two bedikas on day seven? So the Mishmeres HaTahara makes a cheshbon that in his opinion, he thinks doing two bedikos on day one and two bedikos on day seven is better than doing any bedikos in the Yomim Emtzaim. Because he says, you know what? For this mag, two bedikos on one and two bedikos on seven is ma'akev even b'di'evet. And since we're choishish for the smag, so therefore you want to tell women that you should do, right? Again, if you're trying to instruct women to do the minimum in this b'di'evetika situation, you want to say, do two b'dikas on day one, two b'dikas on day seven. That's what the Mishnah HaTahara says. Hanira, that this is not correct. What most paskin is that women who are likely to scratch themselves should do one bedikah on day one, one bedikah on day seven, and one bedikah on a middle day. Usually we recommend day two or day three. And the cheshbon for this is, im timtzolomer, if you're going to end up skipping day seven, you don't want to be messed up, no? Second opinion in Shulchan Aruch is, Rishon Yishvi'i ve'ein lo hayom. So that means I need bedikah on day one, day seven. Let's say I miss a bedikah on day seven. I'm of gahak v'tzaris. I'm really in trouble, right? But if I did a bedikah on day two, so two becomes one, eight becomes seven, so I could be okay, just I'm one day delayed. That's what the Yoatzot Halacha recommend. I think that is, in our world, it's a better approach. The Mishmeres HaTahara is working on the Cheshbin based just on the Rishonim, no? Stam Azai, based on the Rishonim, you get the impression that you need Stam Azai, based on the Rishonim, right, if I end up that according to the Smag, I should have two a day. But Lecha Ora, just in the practical world, it makes sense to have one on day one, one on day seven. Then I'm Yotzei Chazaka. I'm not Yotzei the mitzvah of establishing each day as a Yom Naki, but I'm Yotzei Chazaka of the entire time. When did I do that other bedikah? I'd rather do that other bedikah on a middle day. Additionally, if I do that other bedikah on day one or on day seven, I'm more likely to scratch myself, no? Think about it. Just hasvara no senes. That the more you do bedikos, the more likely you are to scratch yourself, especially if it's in close succession, no? So if I do one bedikah on day one, another bedikah on day two, there's more time in between than if I do one bedikah on day one in the morning, a second bedikah day one in the afternoon. I'm more likely to scratch myself in that often, so fine. So far, so good? Let's go weiter. Rabbi Willig has an opinion. It's in his Sefer on the Dalet Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, no? You know, there are now four volumes on Mordechai, correct? There's Brachas, there's Shabbos, there's four of three. There's Brachas and Shabbos, and there's one on the Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. On the Am Mordechai and the Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, so you could look in Yerideya, he has something about the Shiva Nekiyim. It's that piece, it's like not so hard to find. Rabbi Willig maintains that L'chatchila, there is no inyan for us whatsoever to do bedikos twice a day. And in our world, in the modern Orthodox world, the world of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, if you don't like the term modern Orthodox, right? In our world, one bedika a day is what is taught to kalas. Rabbi Willig maintains that the two bedikos a day comes from a Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. That the Gemara says that she tzricha livdok pamayim b'chol yom, but that's a din in Tuman Tahara, says Rabbi Willig. And although Shulchan Aruch says that you're supposed to check yourself twice a day, pamayim b'chol yom, Zot Rabbi Willig, that was only true at a time when women weren't busy. That women were just like waiting to become nidos, they're waiting for their periods. They had more free time. But Bismana said that women are busier, so we don't have even a din l'chatchila to check twice a day. That's what Rabbi Willig says. Now, Hanir Lafian the Estaiti, that cheshbon itself is a little difficult, no? Because to argue that women today are busier than they used to be, I don't think it's correct. But you have to imagine life without running water. And life when you have five little kids at home without running water. So every time you have to wash a kid, you have to run down to the well, no? Draw water, bring it back. You're busier then than you are now. Today, yeah, we work. But what does it mean that we work? Working means you sit at a computer, no? Believe me, if you have time to shop Google Express and Amazon, you have time to do a bedika. Right? In a more relaxed way than they used to be. Hanir Lafian the Estaiti, that the argument that today we are busier than they used to be is not a pashut argument. No, Sahal Kaf, all the Rishonim say, when Shulchan Aruch paskens, you should do two a day. So, L'chatchila, I think you should do two a day. I would argue, however, that the reason to minimize bedikos to one a day is just simply because you might scratch yourself. Now, for whatever the reason, women today are likely to scratch themselves. So therefore, you want to minimize the bedikos kol hakavod. Do one a day. Aye, what's the lumdus? I'll tell you the lumdus. The lumdus is that we're relying on establishing a chazaka of Aleph and Zayin. If I'm talking about establishing chazaka of Aleph and Zayin, I'm working in chazaka land, so lemaisa, ideally, I should have a chazaka for each day, like the smag says. But you know what? You're worried about that, because you'll scratch yourself. Elamai have a chazaka the entire time period, good enough, one on day one, one on day seven. Like we suggested, if you have to do a bedika, if you want to get another bedika in, so do it on one of the yomim ha'emtsayim. Okay. What happens with a woman? I've had cases like this. I had a woman come to me Friday night in shul, and she says, Rabbi Schwartz, I'm supposed to go to the mikveh tonight. I'm like, thank you very much. That's TMI, but I appreciate it. So then she says something, I'm supposed to go to the mikveh tonight, but I forgot to do a bedika today. I'm like, okay. Like, so you could go tomorrow night, no? If you do one, two, right? So then eight will become seven. So it's not ideal, but you'll go tomorrow night. She's like, no, I'm only doing one and seven. And she forgot to do a bedika on day seven. What happens in that case? Rishaynu shvi'i ve'en lahakel. as it says in Shulchan Aruch. So if I'm a Shulchan Aruch Yid, I have to paskin that I'm sorry, but you'll do another bedikah tomorrow, and tomorrow will become day one. And then Yom Shvi'i, after day 8, which will be like day 15, that's when, right, you can go to the mikveh after day 15. That's what should emerge from this simple reading of Shulchan Aruch. Everyone agree with that? Because Rishon Shvi'i ve'ein lahakel. So a few ha'aros over here. One ha'ar is, can we rely on the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch? Well, I got a Pischei Tshuva. Shteitim Pischei Tshuva. He quotes from the Chassam Sofer that you can only, in Sifkat and Zayin, Pischei Tshuva Sifkat and Zayin, you can only rely on the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch in the case of Lonsa Eitzel Baila, no? And even if she did 1-3 and then missed, you can only rely on it by Lonsa Eitzel Baila. That means when they already slept together, and you have to realize, once a couple already slept together, that's already to send the woman back to the mikveh, you know, you're basically telling them that you were Baal Nida. That's like very difficult, no? That's the only time that some cipher is makel. So it's very hard to stamazay say, oh, first opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Very hard, right? We follow Gedolei HaPoskim, the page of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chassam Sofer. So the Mishmeres HaTahara is radical. He's mamish. His derech in learning is like to go back to the Rishonim. And he tainas. Now if you look in the Ramban, the Ramban writes, it's Perek Beis Halachi Gimel. The Ramban writes, Afilu Kosher v'sayomim tzricha b'dika pamachas b'chol yom, b'dka b'yom rishayin v'shuv lo b'dka, b'ldekes b'shas tevilasa v'daya. You hear a Ramban? She did a b'dika on day one, and didn't do any further bedikas. Bodekes bishas tevilosa vidaya. Now, where does he get this idea from? L'chayra, bedika has to be biyom. Where do you get this idea? Bishas tevilosa, she's going in at night. So it comes along the Mekoros on the Ramban, Mekoros to Biurim, and he says, whoa, 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 look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah's lashon is, Hazab Hazafa Shabbatu Atman Yoim Rishain Vi Yoim Shmini Umatu Tahar. No? Yoim Rishain Vi Yoim Shmini. The opinion of Tfilasan Atma Pisha Ein Saifon, that opinion is not saying Tfilasan Atma Pisha Ein Saifon only with the Bidika of Yom Aleph, but it's saying that a Bidika of Yom Aleph and Yom Ches will be the year of help. Because then maybe I could fill in this man with chazakah, use chazakah filler. Yom Ches is not Yom Zayin. Well, one opinion is, Tchilas and Achav Nishayin Saifon is good enough. But in other words, Zok the Ramban, a first opinion in Shulchan Aruch that says, Tchilas and Achav Nishayin Saifon is only if it's Tchilas and Achar Sofon, Achav Nishayin Saifon. It's only if you have Aleph and Ches. No? You hear this Ramban? That the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch is not saying just a bedikah on day one will help. A bedikah of day one with a bedikah before you go to the mikvah will help. Right? That's what the Ramban says. And it's not just the Ramban. The Mishmeres HaTahara notes that Maimonides also says this. The Rambam at the end of Perikov. The Rambam is talking about Trilasan v'yoyim ches. That helps. And that's the Lashon HaGemara. Meaning, you can only rely on the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch even if you have a bedika at the very end. Now, let's just make a cheshbon. If I'm working in Chazaka land, right? Remember the greatest amusement park ever, called Chazaka land. right? It makes all roller coasters not scary because it's a chazaka, it's not going to crash.
Beautiful.
So you're working on chazaka land. In chazaka land, Aleph and Ches L'cha'ira should help. No? Only if I am in Sfira land does it not help. And if I'm in chazaka land, a bedika belayla helps also. If I'm in Sfira land, there's a din Sfira, ain't Sfira, elabiyoyim. That's a Taisus Rechon Samaches. But if I'm in Chazaka land, so then a bedika at night helps. So I understand why the Ramban is saying you fill in with these bedika 1 and 8. You fill it in. Why? Because I'm in Chazaka land. Once I'm in Chazaka land, comes along the Mishmeres HaTahara and he says, you know what? So let's just make a cheshbon. 1 and 8 is going to be telling the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. You're right. But if I have additional bedikas in between, there is a stira in the Noida B'Yehudas that Pischei Tshuva Sivkat and Vav. If you have, let's say, 1, 3, and 8, does that help? No? Once you have a bedika in between, you can be mitzdarich the 8. And the 8, although it's a bedika at night, the svara of bedika at night not helping, and the Sidrei Tahara says this in Sifkat and Yudches, is because you require sfira. But if I hold that, I require chazaka. So night also helps. So then what I could do is I could have 1 and 8, and the 3 is mitzdarif, the 1 and the 8, and gevaldik. So halacha l'maisa. If you only have 1 and 8, it's not at all pasha to be made. But if you did another bedika in between, 1, 3, and 8, right? So then for sure you could be mekel. Again, the 8 being a bedika right before you go into the mikvah. And the Mishmeres HaTahara is inclined to be mekel in those cases also. 1, 3, and 8. 1, 2, and 8. So what we said from the Yoatzot HaLacha, that when we always advise doing another bedika in the middle, that's very helpful. And therefore, in almost all cases, if you did another bedika in the middle, just do a bedika before you jump in, and then you have this Ramban, you have the Rambam, you're okay. If you only have 1 and 8, if a woman didn't do any bedikas in between, nitaz vay pashut to be mekel. Rav Shechter, however, told me that he found in the Sefer Chezkas Tahara, I never saw this inside, Rav Shechter said that in our world, it's a yug shas hadchak, if the couple is going to be usher to each other more than rove of the month, is a yug shas hadchak, and therefore you could be mako like the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, against the Chsam Sefer. Chsam Sefer is only mako when it's lonsa eitzel baila. Rav Shechter told me that you could be mako in those cases as well. The Sefer Chezkas Tahara. I never saw it. If someone could take it out of the library, I'd like to see it. He told me he thinks that's where it is. What about a woman who's likely to scratch herself or she has cuts? So the Noida B'Yehuda is quoted in the Pischei Tshuva Sivkat in Ches that you should do a bedika for real, Yom Aleph and Yom Zayin, and the other days you should do just what's called a kinuach. Just wipe yourself externally. Domani, that the practice of Morei Hora'ah is that we do not require the kinuach in the Yomim HaEmtzayim. I am not sure why not. If you follow straight Mekoros, you should tell women, Mecha'ora, you know what? The Yomim HaEmtzayim, you're only going to do a Bedika Aleph and Zayin, let's say, because we're worried bad things will happen. But the Yomim HaEmtzayim, the Noda Yehuda says, you have to do like a kinuach mibachotz, no? It's almost like a zechar lebedika. Right? The kinuach is a garnish mit garnish, no? L'cha'ora, the kinuach mibachotz is just to remind you of the bedika. Now, the Chazon ish entertains that maybe the kinuach mibachotz, if you spend a long time doing it, maybe that counts as a bedika, because the Chazon ish has this yisoy that maybe bedikas don't have to be internal, as long as it's like a shihu yizman, as it takes a long time to do it, maybe that would suffice. I think most poskim feel that bedikas have to be internal, and the kinuach mibachotz that the Noda Yehuda is talking about is like a zecher. For some reason, the Morei Hora'ah that we have don't require that kinuach mibachot. By the way, in the Mishmeres HaTara, page Kuf Lamed Gimel, that's where he gives you all the makoros about how much you can be megal. And that's what we said. Let's say a woman did bedikas every day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and forgot a bedikah on day 7. So again, the pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that you have to be machmir. You need Aleph and Zayin, so you miss a day. Rabbi Yashiv said that you can just do a bedikah before you go into the mikvah, even though it's already dark, and rely on this Ramban. That's sort of what triggered Rabbi Karp to go to town with this Ramban. Okay. The Megillah Sefer also has an essay that Aleph, Gimel, and Ches will help, which is similar to what we're saying. Basically, the yisod that we're giving is like this. Do a bedikah on day 1. Do a bedikah on day 7. Try to get one more bedikah in between. If you have one more bedikah in between, even if you miss day 7, so then you'll do a bedikah at night, and that bedikah at night will help as a bedikah ches that can be mitzurah after the bedikah zayin. I should add another yisod. Once we're saying that in Chazakaland, bedikas at night helps. So there's a meritik of Chazanish. Chazanish telling us like this. Let's say a woman doesn't have Saktahara and she does a moch dachuk. And then she forgot to do bedika b'yom rishon. Zak the Chazanish, the moch dachuk, can count as bedikas yom rishon b'diyavet. Woo! Isn't that super? What? Moch dachuk! It's inside, at night. Aye, bedikah doesn't help at night. Yeah, that's in Sfira land, the bedikah doesn't help at night. But in Chazaka land, the bedikah does help at night. Moich dachuk means she had it inside. Once night begins, it helps. Unbelievable, Chazanish. Unbelievable. Rabbi Forst says, whoa, slowly. Rabbi Forst says, using a moich dachuk as a bedikah's yom aleph, yeah, not niach, that bedikas layel will help in chazaka land. But you still need to establish a chazaka, ayidei bedika. The way we do maich dachuk, you just leave the cloth there. You don't go around to the chayimin and stocking. You don't rotate it in the vagina, no. You just leave it there. So at first time, this maybe it doesn't help. L'cha ora, when the chazanish says that it helps, that's the chazanish l'shitasom. The Chazanish holds that bedikas don't require rotation. The Chazanish holds fundamentally all a bedika requires is shihui zman. It's there for a long time, no? That's why we mentioned that the Chazanish knows that even external bedikas that could take a long time might help. Hu hadin, the bedika of the maich can help as yom rishon in a bedikas situation. These are already difficult shayos, no? Rabbi Willen tells a story that when he first became a Rav, it is a shayla of a kala who forgot to do any internal bedikos. Can you rely on this chazonish that external bedikos help if you're spending a lot of time on them? So they went to Rabbi J. Marcus, I believe, asked Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Lavracha. This Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik was Mekel. A few years ago we had the shayla again in yeshiva, that someone right before the wedding forgot to do internal bedikos until Yom Zayin. Yom Zayin she did an internal bedikos. Until Yom Zayin she didn't. Can we rely on this Chazanish and the Pesach of Rafar and Salavation, etc.? So that's already Rabbi Simon felt that he could be Mekel, like that Chazanish. That was already razzle dazzle, no? It happened in that case, it wasn't as bad. Because I think she did a Hefsek Tahara and a Moich Dachuk. She just didn't do Bedikas 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Right? If you do a Moich Dachuk, so then you have the Chazanish for sure. Because there's Mamash Shihu Yizman. I don't know. It's very difficult to rely on Shihu Yizman if you're just going to the bathroom and wiping yourself. No? I don't know if it's really Shihu Yizman. It's only Shihu Yizman if you pay attention to it and you spend time on it. These are very difficult shilas. If you guys get these shilas, again, one of our yisodas this year is you should know what you pass for yourself and what you have to ask somebody else. A shayla like that, that you forgot to do internal bedikas, send it up the pipeline. Okay, Chevra, have a good day. Yashikoach.